just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
For the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:12-13. I have a paper here sent to me by a friend, and my husband also gave me the same material. And it has a picture of a tree. It's the title. It's called Chris Lamb, capital C-H-R-I-S-L-A-M. Chris Lamb. How missionaries are promoting an Islamic gospel. It's by a man called Joel Richardson. I don't know this man, but he is concerned about translation. Last time I read you from the Turks, missionaries Turk, a father and son, and how the word God is translated wrong. And how would we like it if every time it said God in our Bible, it said Baal instead of God? It's a distinct word, a distinct person, our God, our triune God. Now I'll read what Mr. Richardson has said. In the world of questionable and sometimes downright silly Bible translations, one would think that it couldn't get any worse. After all, we've seen in the beginning, Big Daddy created the heaven and the earth, Evanut Bibles, as well as the Apostles' Log, Star Trek English Paraphrase Bible, in a more serious effort, the New Oxford Anointed Annotated Bible was created in part by pro-gay and feminist scholars in order to set forth a more gay revisionist interpretation of Scripture. But now there is a major controversy developing, being created by organizations that most would think of being more conservative and reasonable. At the forefront of the controversy are the Wycliffe Bible translators, the Summer Institute of Linguistics, and Frontiers, all of which are producing Bible translations that remove or modify terms which they have deemed offensive to Muslims. That's right, a Muslim-friendly Bible. Included in the controversy, and in fact, it's more than one Bible that are doing this, translations. Included in the controversial development is the removal of any reference to God as Father, to Jesus as the Son, or the Son of God. One example of such a change can be seen in an Arabic version of the Gospel of Matthew, produced and promoted by Frontiers, and this other one, Summer Institute of Linguistics. This will be called SIL from now on, Summer Institute of Linguistics. Okay, now where did I leave off? Oh, here it is. It changes Matthew 28:19 from this, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to this, cleanse them by water in the name of Allah, his Messiah, and his Holy Spirit. A large number of such Muslim-sensitive translations already are published and well-circulated in several Muslim-majority nations such as Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Now, I told you about Indonesia last time. Now, if you want a copy of this disc, I'll be glad to send it to you. If you want a copy of the things that I've said in print form, you ask me for it, and I will copy these off and send it to you. My number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. I'm Mrs. Waite. I'm Dr. Waite's wife, and we have this Bible for Today organization, and we have the Bible for Today Baptist Church. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. This translation subject that I'm telling you about is very important. It's more important than I've ever realized when I started reading and how the name of God is changed in order to win Muslims. We're changing the Bible, and that's not what to do. Now, where am I here? Okay, let's see. According to Joshua Lingell of I2 Ministries, Even more dramatic a change is the Arabic and Bangladesh translations. In Arabic, Bible translations error by translating Father as Lord, Guardian, Most High, and God. In Bangla, Son of God is mistranslated Messiah of God. Consistent with the Quran, it's Isa al-Mashish, or Jesus the Messiah, which references the merely human Jesus. In response to these translations, many within the evangelical missions movement, as well as many former Muslim converts and indigenous Christians from countries where these translations are being used, are indignant. After numerous appeals have been rejected, a petition has been launched to call for the end of the translations. Now, this was sent to us in February of 2012, and there's no date on this, but it must be very, very recent. Let's see, I keep losing my place. More than 3,000 already have signed up. This petition launched to end this kind of translation. When the organizations that are promoting these translations are adamant that replacing such terms as Father with Lord or Master best conveys the inspired meaning of the text, many of the indigenous Christian leaders from the countries where these translations are being promoted are broadly rejecting the translations. The indigenous believers see the introduction of these American-made translations, with which they so strongly disagree, as a form of American culture imperialism or colonialism. According to Turkish pastor Fikret Bosik, such new translations are an all-American idea with absolutely no respect for the sacredness of Scripture or even of the growing Turkish church. According to the testimony of one leader from a church in Bangladesh, one of the most problematic aspects of this development is that it gives fuel to the often heard Muslim claims that Christians are liars who change their Bibles to deceive Muslims. Once a Bible translation is well established within any country, the introduction of such radically different translations reinforces the Muslim charge and undermines trust in the Christian community. According to Lingal, who can be contacted at info@i2ministries.org, the crisis in translation methodology is largely due to a postmodern literary bias that has crept into some translation circles in recent decades. Such translations would seem to demand that the divine author of the Bible change rather than the Muslim reader. Now, this postmodern literary bias, I have spoken to you about postmodernism, where anyone's truth can be their truth. It may not be your truth, but it's their truth, and it's a very wishy-washy, changing, unstable kind of thinking, this postmodernism. And it brings in the emergent church and all this anti-scriptural teaching. But Jesus demanded that many of his listeners change. Jesus did, says Lingal, explaining that instead of demanding that Muslim readers change their understanding of God, these translations seem to convey that God must accommodate the religious prejudice of Muslims. Lingal is also the co-editor of a new book called Chrislam. Remember, I told you that was the title of this, Chrislam, Chrislam, which is a combination of Christ and Muslim, Chrislam. Now, his book is called Chrislam, How Missionaries Are Promoting an Islamized Gospel, which represents the first major response against Muslim-sensitive translations, as well as a larger movement often referred to as the Insider Movement, or Chrislam. According to reports of the roughly 200 translation projects Wycliffe/SIL linguists have undertaken in Muslim context, about 30 or 40 remove the terms Father and Son with reference to God and Jesus. So they've changed that, these Wycliffe/SIL linguists. Lingal's response is quite direct. These projects need to be defunded. Yet, according to a recent Forbes 200 largest U.S. charities report, the Orlando-based Wycliffe Bible Translator USA is the third most well-funded religious charity in the States. Wycliffe is the third most well-funded. Okay. Excuse me. Proponents of the Insider Movement claim that this method of reaching Muslims is bearing great fruit. Opponents, however, point out that the so-called converts within the Insider Movements remain hidden within their Muslim culture, continue to attend mosques, pray like a Muslim, acknowledge Muhammad as the prophet and Quran is inspired, and make the Muslim credential confession known as the Shahada. So they do the everything, they haven't changed any, because the scriptures are watered down. Some now claim that there are as many as 300,000/1.2 million new insider believers in Bangladesh. But one former insider who left the movement and speaks out in Lingwell's Chrislam book reports that the number of insiders couldn't be more than 10,000. According to this source, many of the claims are greatly exaggerated so as to bring in a more funding from wealthy American missionary organizations. So they say they have a whole lot of converts. And this new way of changing the Bible, so you don't really believe the Bible, so you can still be a Muslim. And they exaggerate their fruit, you know, converts, so that American missionaries will support their, Americans will support their missionary organization. Other former insiders have reported publicly that many insiders are really Muslims who will do whatever it takes for the jobs and money they offered by pro-IM mission ministries to feed their families. Lingwell says, further questioning the funding and support of well-known Christian organizations of this movement, Lingwell recounts, I have consulted with the leadership of the Southern Baptist Conventions on missions and evangelism among Muslims at various times, who stated that there are tens of thousands of Isa'amash, I can't pronounce it, but Jesus congregations is what it means, in Northern Africa. But the members of that Jesus congregation call themselves Muslims. And they do not believe in the Trinity, and they believe Muhammad is a prophet of God. Are they Christians or Muslims? Why talk about them in terms of missionary success? They're not. They're not converts. In response to what many Christians see as a heretical movement based on deception, Lingwell's I2 Ministries is in the process of completing a video-based university called Mission Muslim World University, with 40 of the most experienced professors from around the world teaching courses in Muslim ministries, Islamic studies, apologetics, evangelism, and discipleship. Now, I'll tell you, this is an eye-opener. And I told you last time about these missionaries that are trying to write the Bible, translated Samuel Turk and Louis A. Turk in Indonesia, the problems they had. The Bible is a war ground when it comes to translation. My husband has told about many times how the King James Bible is the most accurate translation in English language from the original Greek and Hebrew, which the Hebrew and the Greek is the received text. And I told you before that these other people that translate from any other Greek text than the received texts are translating the wrong Greek. And that, those texts are the Nestle-Aland, the critical text, the Westcott and Hort text. When my husband learned Greek, he learned Greek in college, but when he took Bible Greek in seminary and was taught that, he'd learned from the Westcott and Hort New Testament, the very one that caused all the problems and the mischief that has gone on to this day with ignorance and wrong translations. Think about this. It's very important. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.